Why have you taken this decision? Because Chris Moyles gave an interview not long ago. He gave an interview to Stephen Nolan from Five Live, and he said that his contract went to 2014, and if Radio 1 will have me, I'll carry on until then. So this is obviously an internal decision. First of all, is it your decision?
Well, as I said all along, when the moment came for the show to end, that it would be a conversation between myself and Chris, and it was. I mean, I've known Chris since I produced him on Early Breakfast on Radio 1, and I've had many, many conversations with him before today, and I'm going to have many, many more conversations with him after it. But that conversation that I had with Chris about what happened today is, I think, a private matter.
Oh, I'm not asking for you the details of a conversation. I'm just asking why this is happening now.
OK, well, I think for two reasons. First of all, we've just come off the back of an amazing weekend at Hackney, where we had Jay-Z and Rihanna perform to 100,000 people over a couple of days. And we knew that there was a great sort of momentum and energy behind that. And it was before the Olympics. And I wanted to also get in place a new breakfast show ready for the new academic year, so that a lot of young people start their year in sort of September, end of September, and I wanted them to start with a new breakfast show. So that's sort of the timing thing. I suppose the bigger issue that you might want to sort of ask me about is the fact that, obviously, as controller, I've got to look at trying to lower the average age, and this is part of that bigger strategy, if you like.
I see. And the BBC Trust, which are the sort of internal regulatory body, I suppose, Didn't they say recently that they'd had a review a year or two ago in which Radio 1 was told to lower its age profile? And didn't they say a couple of weeks ago that you hadn't done enough to lower your age profile?
Well, the thing that happened a couple of weeks ago was a review of the reviews, if you like. So actually, in a couple of weeks' time, the BBC Trust's annual report will come out. And that's when we'll see what their comments are about Radio 1 and One Extra. But you're right to say that they have charged me with lowering the average age. It's currently 32, and it needs to get into the target age range of 15 to 29-year-olds.
Okay. Now, is true to say then that Chris did want to carry on?
Sorry, say that again.
It's true to say that Chris wanted to carry on, Ben.
Well, no, Chris and I had a conversation about the breakfast show, and Chris and I decided what we should do, and that's how we came to the announcement this morning.
Okay. So Nick is about 10 years younger than Chris Moyles, is that right?
He's 27 at the moment, but when he starts, he'll be 28.
And why Nick Grimshaw, Ben? Why did you go with Nick?
Because I think he's fantastic. I think he's got a great sense of humour. Whether he's talking to a Hollywood film star or talking to a caller on the air, he's got a cheekiness about him that makes you smile. And I think he also has a passion for music. So whether it be new artists like Azealia Banks or big mainstream artists like Justin Bieber, he's got a passion for music. And I think that combination with his energy on Breakfast will be a great listen.
Yeah, he's a terrific broadcaster, Nick. I think he's a great choice, and an exciting choice as well. What you're going to have, as you know, what radio listeners, more so than TV viewers, I think, radio listeners don't like change, do they? And but you know what they're like, and you're going to have there will be initially be a reduction, won't there, in the audience? That's not a reflection of Nick's ability. It's just the way that radio works, isn't it?
Well, interestingly, I think traditional wisdom would say you're going to get a reduction. It'll be interesting to see whether that happens or not. I think you're definitely right to say there will be a churn in audience. But you look at, you mentioned Mark and Lard in your introduction. When they moved from Breakfast and went to Afternoons, they did a fantastic job of entertaining the nation in the afternoon. When they came off, though, and Colin and Edith went on to the show actually went up in figures. And sometimes you get that thing of, oh, there's something new. And when you're a youth brand, that thing of, oh, there's something new can be actually quite attractive.
What's your prediction about what will happen audience-wise? Do you think it will go down a bit? Would that be your guess?
I have a prediction, and it's written in a little black book in my top drawer.
You're not going to say it on the radio.
And I'm not going to say it, Richard. No, I'm not. I'd be a fool to.
Yeah, you would be a fool. You would be a fool. I was setting you a little trap there, Ben, and you managed not to walk into it. Well done. But you have... All right, let me ask you this. Is there... If there were a dramatic drop, in your little black book, is there a size of drop that you're prepared to tolerate, for example? Have you thought of it in those terms?
I'm a...